Volume 48, number 6 of the Friend magazine for June 2018. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Small Things Make a Big Difference. President Allen H. Oaks. The Special Assignment. Family Night Fun. Book of Mormon Reading Club. Tortillas and Amigas. Shine Your Light, Showing Her Love. Apostles Testify of Christ. Elder Dale G. Renland. Friend to Friend, Heavenly Father Knows You. Sister Christina B. Franco. Show and Tell, Twin Jitters. A Baptism Song. An Unbeatable Team. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. Filter Fail. What's on Your Mind? Food and Fun. Bedtime for Felix. Fun Stuff, Family Fun Jar. Music, The Miracle. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Puzzle Page. Bright Idea, Family History Quest. Old Testament Heroes, Moses. Fun Stuff, Find It. And Friend Junior, for parents of little ones. Hi Friends, Stacy's Puppy. I Can Learn to Do Many Things. Scripture Stories, Moses Follows God. Coloring Page, and Funny Faces for Nathan. End of contents, read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by mail. Shine your light. Thanks for sending in your stars. Keep them coming. Turn to page 39 to see how. Father's Day Origami. We did your Father's Day origami craft, June 2017. We wrote notes on the back, and we're excited to give them to our dads. McKenna K., Chloe K., and Mary M., ages 12, 11, and 13, Colorado, USA.
Me and my dog. Thank you for writing Erica's Dream Park. April 2017. It makes me feel better about my dog, Torque. He had cancer and died 2 years ago. We were both 18 months old in this picture. Blake L., age 10, Oregon, USA.
Dear friends, every day you have lots of choices. What if you're playing a game and your mom asks for help? What if someone needs a friend? What if you see something on the computer that doesn't make you feel good? This month's friend has true stories about kids who faced all of these choices. What good choices have you made? Love, the friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Eden, Maya, and Gabriel Reinwand.
Small Things Make a Big Difference. From the First Presidency, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Alma taught his son Helaman, by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma, chapter 37, verse 6. The Gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us many small and simple things. Over time, these small things make a big difference. I thought about this idea while taking a morning walk. I saw a crack in the concrete sidewalk. Did something large make the crack? No. The crack was made by the small root from a nearby tree. It grew only a little every day, but over time it was incredibly powerful. The small things we do can be powerful. Think about daily scripture study, or personal and family prayers, or when we repent before taking the sacrament. Each of these acts may seem small and simple, but over time they help our spirits grow in powerful ways. In the same way, small, bad decisions can be powerful too. For example, drugs attack our bodies. Pornography hurts our minds. We can avoid the effects of these harmful things by never trying them, even once. What do we watch on television and on the internet? What do we read? What music do we listen to? Are we honest? Are we cheerful and respectful to others? These small decisions can shape our lives. We will be stronger by following the Gospel of Jesus Christ and the leaders of His church. I testify of Him. I leave a blessing with anyone who tries to stay on his covenant path. Adapted from Small and Simple Things, Ensign, May 2018, pages 89 to 92. End of the article, Small Things Make a Big Difference, read by Casey Wayman.
Getting to know President Dallin H. Oaks. He was born on August 12, 1932, in Provo, Utah, USA. When he was 8 years old, his father died. Dallin struggled in school for a time, but a loving teacher helped him improve. His first job was sweeping out a radio repair shop. Back then, some radios were as big as washing machines. He met his wife June at a school basketball game. He liked fishing with his 6 children. His motto is, "Work first, play later." Before he became an apostle, he worked as a lawyer, teacher, and judge. He used to be president of Brigham Young University. After June died, he married his wife Kristen in the Salt Lake Temple. He was set apart as first counselor in the first presidency on January 14, 2018. End of the bio, Getting to Know President Dallin H. Oaks, read by Enzo Patello.
The Special Assignment by Allison Bentley, based on a true story. As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them. Luke 6, verse 31. Elliot was excited to be in second grade. He had a new box of crayons and a new friend named George. Last year, Elliot had felt lonely at recess, but then George moved in. Now the two boys played together every day. They liked pretending to be secret agents, but today they were playing soccer.
"Hey, kick the ball to me,"
George yelled. Elliot kicked the soccer ball as hard as he could. Then George kicked the ball right into the net.
"Score!"
Elliot shouted. Everything was great. But then Oni showed up. Oni and his family had to move from another country to escape danger. He was pretty quiet and didn't have many friends. Now he sat down at the edge of the grass and just watched. The other boys didn't like Oni following them around.
"Oni's the enemy!"
one of the boys shouted.
"Let's go play on the slide!"
Elliot got a sick feeling in his stomach. He knew it wasn't right to run away from Oni, but if he stood up for Oni, maybe the other boys wouldn't want to play with him either. Maybe George wouldn't. Elliot thought about what he should do. He remembered how lonely he'd felt last year and how hard he'd prayed for friends. Maybe Oni was feeling that way now. Elliot thought about how Jesus helped people others didn't like. Elliot wanted to choose the right. After school, Elliot told Mom all about his problem.
"That does sound tough,"
Mom said.
"Have you prayed to ask Heavenly Father for help?"
"How could he help?"
Elliot asked.
"Well, maybe he'll help us come up with a good solution. It's always good to have Heavenly Father on your team."
Elliot and Mom bowed their heads as Elliot said a prayer. Then he and Mom talked about some ideas for solving the problem. The next morning, Mom took Elliot to school early. They wanted to tell their ideas to Elliot's teacher. Mrs. Williams really liked their ideas, especially one. Later on, just before recess, Mrs. Williams asked Elliot and a few of the other boys to come up to her desk.
"Boys, I have a special assignment, and I know I can trust you with it."
The boys looked up at their teacher.
"I know a boy in the other class who could really use a friend. His name is Oni."
Some of the boys looked down at the floor.
"Now, I don't want just any friends for Oni,"
Mrs. Williams continued.
"He needs some really good friends, which is why I thought of you boys. Can you boys find Oni at recess and help him feel included, and then come back and tell me how it went?"
The boys stood up a little straighter. Elliot and George smiled at each other. They were on the case. When Mom picked Elliot up from school, she asked him how the day went.
"It was great, Mom. Oni was so surprised that we all wanted to play with him. He had a big smile on his face all recess."
"You know, Elliot, maybe Oni has been praying for a friend, just like you did last year. Maybe you are the answer to his prayers.
Elliot felt good to know that Heavenly Father had helped Oni, and now Elliot had another new friend, too. Mission accomplished. The author lives in California, USA.
Sidebar. One year, on my first day of school, I saw a little girl crying. I asked her why she was sad. She said she didn't have any friends. I told her I would be her friend. Her name was Reina. I was being kind by being a friend to her. Sophia L., age 8, Arizona, USA.
End of the story, The Special Assignment. Read by Scott Christopher, Gabriel Reinwand, Miles McClellan, Enzo Patello, Kara McClellan, Kristen Hawkins, and Shannon Nelson.
Family Night Fun. Here's an idea for Family Home Evening. What other ideas can you come up with? Friendship Chain. Read The Special Assignment, page 4. You can be a good friend too. You can follow Jesus by including others, being nice, and doing kind things. 1. Cut out strips of colored paper about 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters wide, and 6 inches, 15 centimeters long. 2. Think about the last week. What did you do to be a good friend? Write that thing on a strip of paper. 3. Glue, staple, or tape the ends together to form a circle. 4. Put another strip through the circle and attach the ends to start a chain. 5. Add to the chain whenever you do something kind. How long will your friendship chain grow in a week? Fruit Friends. Use berries and melted chocolate to make these yummy bugs. Make sure to get an adult's help. Strawberries, blueberries, chocolate chips melted. 1. Fill a plastic baggie with melted chocolate. Cut a very small hole off the corner. 2. Cut strawberries in half lengthwise and cut out the stems. 3. Squeeze chocolate onto the berries to stick them together and to make spots and eyes. 4. Let the chocolate harden and then eat your tasty bugs. More ideas. Find a family video and do the family history quest. See page 18. Read this month's scripture study, page 7. Then share your favorite Book of Mormon verse. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of the section, Family Night Fun, read by Charlene Stewart.
Book of Mormon Reading Club. Join in by reading the Book of Mormon. You can read on your own, with your family, or with a friend. Then tell us about it. See page 39 to find out how.
We love the Book of Mormon because we learn about the gospel, and especially Jesus Christ. We are so thankful to God for the Book of Mormon because we learned that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that has helped us so much in life. Alfie and Anna B., ages 6 and 8, Maharashtra, India.
Primary children in the Versailles ward, Île-de-France, France, were challenged to read the Book of Mormon each day. They learned a lot about this special book.
This month's scripture. Alma chapter 32, verse 21. If ye have faith, ye hope for things which are not seen, which are true. Go to friend.lds.org to print Book of Mormon Club cards.
End of this month's Book of Mormon Reading Club. Read by Rena and Shannon Nelson and Margot Patello.
Tortillas and Amigas by Lindsay Stevens Tanner and Marissa Dennis. Based on a true story. If you want a friend, you must show that you care. Children's Songbook 262. Adriana was bored. She wanted to play with her twin sister, Diana. But Diana had gone to buy food at the mercado with Mama. Adriana sighed. The house felt very empty. She wished she'd gone with them. Adriana decided to visit her neighbor, Margarita. Margarita's kids were all grown up, and she was like an abuela to Adriana. They always had lots of fun together. Adriana went outside. The hot sun shone down on her as she walked to Margarita's house. She poked her head inside the door.
Margarita, are you home?
Sí, I am in the cocina,
Margarita called. Adriana walked in. Margarita was sitting at the kitchen table with her head down.
Buenas tardes, Adriana.
She looked up and gave a small smile, but she seemed sad.
Is something wrong?
Margarita sighed.
Nothing you need to worry about.
How can I help her feel better?
Adriana thought. Margarita always seemed happy when they cooked together.
May I help you make tortillas?
I just finished making some.
She lifted a cloth napkin to show a stack of tortillas.
Then may I help you eat tortillas?
Adriana asked with a grin. Margarita laughed.
Of course. Let me just heat up some frijoles to go with them.
Adriana stood by Margarita at the stove and stirred black refried beans in a pot. When the beans were done, she carried them to the mesa. Margarita brought tortillas and the queso to the table, too. Adriana took a warm tortilla and spread beans over it. Then she sprinkled the cheese on top. It looked delicioso. Adriana couldn't wait to take a bite. But there was something she wanted to do first.
May I please say an oración?
Adriana asked Margarita.
Sure.
Adriana closed her eyes and folded her arms.
Padre Celestial, we thank thee for this food. Please bless it to make us healthy and strong. And please help Margarita with whatever she needs. I'm glad she's my friend. In the name of Jesucristo, amen.
Adriana opened her eyes. Margarita had a big smile, a real one this time. While they ate, they talked about school and football and books. Adriana loved talking with Margarita. When they finished eating, Adriana gave Margarita a big abrazo.
Thank you for the snack. I had a great time.
Margarita hugged Adriana back.
Thank you, Adriana. I needed a friend today.
Adriana beamed.
I'm glad we're amigas.
I'm glad we're friends, too. Why don't you take the rest of these tortillas home? I'm so full.
Adriana skipped all the way back to her casa. She felt full too, and not just from the tortillas. She was full of friendship from head to toe. The authors live in Utah, USA. Friendship tortillas. These easy corn tortillas are perfect for making and sharing with friends. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need 2 cups masa farina, corn flour, and 1.5 cups hot water. Instructions. 1. Mix the masa farina and hot water. Knead the dough until soft. 2. Roll the dough into small balls. Place 1 ball between 2 sheets of waxed paper. 3. With a plate or skillet, press down on the ball firmly several times. 4. Cook the tortilla in a frying pan over medium heat. Cook about 1 minute on each side. 5. Top with beans and cheese and enjoy.
End of the story, Tortillas and Amigas. Read by Chloe Hopper, Shannon Nelson, and Charlene Stewart.
Shine Your Light, Showing Her Love. From an interview with Jan Pinborough.
Hello, my name is Love. I shine my light by showing love to my family. I live in Nigeria. That's a country in Africa. I live with my parents and my brothers. My favorite song is Children All Over the World. My favorite scripture is 1 Nephi 3:7. Close to the temple. We live very close to the Abba Nigeria temple. It only takes 5 minutes to walk there. I feel so glad when I visit the temple. I'm preparing for the time when I can go inside to do baptisms. the best place to be. On Mondays, I remind my brothers about family home evening. I like it when my dad cooks dinner and we all dance together. Home is the best place to be. Helping my brothers. Every morning, I wake up my younger brothers for our family devotional. We sing hymns, study the scriptures, and kneel and pray together. Then, I help them get ready for school. I feel it's a duty I owe my Heavenly Father to love and help my siblings. Work and play. After school, I help my mom with work around our home. I help my brothers with their school assignments, too. I don't have much time to play, but I love riding my bicycle and making kites. I feel Heavenly Father's love when I show love to my family.
How can you shine? Read to a brother or sister. Ask your mom or dad how you can help. Remind your family about family prayer. Send us a star. Jesus asked us to let our light so shine. Matthew 5:16. How do you let your light shine? Send us a star with your story, photo, and permission. See page 39.
End of the article, Showing Her Love, read by Margot Patello and Shannon Nelson.
Apostles testify of Christ. I testify that Jesus Christ is our good shepherd who loves and cares for us. He knows us and laid down his life for his sheep. He also lives for us and wants us to know him and exercise faith in him. I love and adore him, and I am profoundly grateful for him. By Elder Dale G. Renland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Our Good Shepherd, Ensign, May 2017, page 32. End of this month's Apostles Testify of Christ, read by Casey Wayman.
Friend to Friend, Heavenly Father Knows You, by Sister Christina B. Franco, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. Every Sunday, in a small town in Argentina, a group of people met under a tree to read scriptures and learn about the gospel. Some of the people were members of the church, but many of them hadn't been baptized, and they really wanted to be. They had a problem, though. They lived far away from other towns. No church leaders had come to visit their town for some time. Then they heard that some missionaries were in a town about 4 hours away. They all gave money so one man could buy a bus ticket to the town where the missionaries were. When he got there, he waited at the bus station. He thought that would be the best place to find the missionaries. After a few hours, he saw two young men. They were the missionaries. He told them about the people in his town. So the missionaries and the mission president planned a trip to meet these people. On the day that the mission president and the missionaries came, many people gathered together to meet them. Now those who hadn't been baptized yet could get baptized. After they heard the missionary lessons, they were ready. The closest river was very far away, so they pumped water from a well and filled up a portable swimming pool. It took 3 hours to fill the pool. In all, 27 women, men, and children got baptized that day. They were filled with joy. Heavenly Father knew that these people wanted to be baptized, and he helped them find the missionaries. Heavenly Father also knows you. He knows where you are and who you are and what you need. He hears and answers your prayers. No matter how lonely you feel, he's always there. You are never alone. You can always turn to him. End of the article. Friend to Friend. Heavenly Father Knows You, by Sister Christina B. Franco. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Family History Quest. Watch and listen. Ask a parent to help you find family videos or photos. Before you take a look, write names of family members you might see
and draw a picture to represent them. Then watch together and mark when you see each person. Try to get three in a row. Add an audio clip to FamilySearch.org. Help a parent download the FamilySearch/Memories smartphone app. Tap on the picture of the microphone at the top of the screen. Record a member of your family telling a true story, and then post it to FamilySearch.org. Don't forget to cut out your badge and add it to the badge keeper from the January Friend. Print past pages or extra copies of this page at friendfhq.lds.org. End of the article. Watch and Listen. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.
Old Testament Heroes. Moses obeyed God. Moses was an Israelite, a Hebrew, who was raised by a princess in Egypt. When he grew up, he didn't like the way Egyptians treated the Israelites, their slaves. When he stood up for them, the Egyptians wanted to kill Moses. Moses had to run away. God told Moses to go back and free the Israelites. Moses went to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and asked him to free his people. Pharaoh said no. God cursed the land with lice, frogs, and other plagues. Finally, Pharaoh said the Israelites could go. Then he changed his mind and sent his armies after the Israelites. God commanded Moses to part the Red Sea so they could escape Egypt. Moses got the Ten Commandments from God and taught his people to be obedient. Read about Moses in Exodus chapters 2 through 34. Matthew B., age 10, from Texas, USA, drew a picture of Moses parting the Red Sea. Moses obeyed God's commandments, and I can too. Memorize Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Write in your journal about a time your family was blessed for keeping a commandment. Watch chapters 15 through 19 of the Old Testament stories at scripturestories.lds.org. I can follow Jesus by print more cards at otfriend2018.lds.org. End of this month's Old Testament Heroes. Moses Obeyed God. Read by Gabriel Reinwand.
Show and Tell. When I auditioned for the British pageant about the pioneers in England, I got a warm feeling helping me know that being in it was a good choice. Madison W., age 11, South Yorkshire, England.
My younger brother and sister were fighting. I reminded them that Jesus taught us not to fight. It felt good to be a good example. Taekwon K., age 10, Lusaka, Zambia.
Activity Day girls from the McKay Lake Ward, Colorado, USA, served at the Fort Collins, Colorado Temple by weeding and picking up trash.
I tried to be a good example by keeping the commandments and going to church on Sunday to keep the Sabbath day holy. Jonathan P., age 10, Santa Ana, El Salvador.
I was excited to donate 12 inches, 30.5 centimeters, of my hair to make wigs for children with cancer. Lavona R., age 8, West Java, Indonesia.
I go to church with my grandmother, and I ask my friends Jennifer, Jocelyn, and Israel to come. Jennifer liked primary and invited the missionaries to her home to teach her. Later, she was baptized. Derek S., age 5, Guatemala, Guatemala. We went to Lithuania for my dad's work, and I learned enough Russian to share my testimony during our Ward's Fast meeting. I was scared, but I felt the Spirit as I spoke. Lincoln F., age 8, Virginia, USA.
Prayer is an important part of my life. After I pray, I feel like I put on the armor of God that helps protect me. Bethany H., age 12, Western Australia, Australia.
I read the Book of Mormon every day. It helps me to be more responsible to my siblings. Sean Andre L., age 10, Iloilo, Philippines.
Primary children in the Seneca Ward, South Carolina, USA, look for their photo holding to the iron rod whenever they are in the primary room.
Other contributors to show and tell. Caden H., age 10, England. AVB, age 8, Utah, USA. Lydia F., age 12, Ohio, USA. Owen C., age 8, Nebraska, USA. Find more art online at childart.lds.org. End of Show and Tell. Read by Maya and Gabriel Reinwand and Miles McClellan.
Twin Jitters by Stacy Rasmussen, based on a true story. The author lives in Utah, USA. This is Kaylee and Kyle. They're twins. They're getting baptized tomorrow. Grandma has come to visit. When breakfast is over, Grandma asks Kaylee,
"Will you sit on the porch with me?"
Grandma and Kaylee go outside and sit together on the porch bench. Grandma puts her arms around Kaylee and asks,
"You seem worried. What's the matter?"
"I'm nervous about getting baptized. What if I can't breathe? Or Dad drops me?" "I was afraid to tell anyone because they'd laugh."
"It's okay to be nervous. Why?"
Kyle peeks his head outside and asks,
"Are you telling stories without me?"
"Come sit with us. We're talking about your baptisms tomorrow." "I had baptism jitters too. So my dad gave me a blessing. After that, I felt calm. I knew being baptized was a good choice."
"Do you think Dad will give me a blessing?"
"And me? I'm nervous too. But I thought everyone would laugh if I told."
"You two are alike. Why don't you ask right now?"
And they do. Soon, Kaylee and Kyle receive their priesthood blessings. Later that night at bedtime, Grandma tucks the twins into bed and asks,
"Feeling better now?"
"Yes, I know everything will be okay."
"Me too. But I can't sleep because I'm too excited."
End of the story, Twin Jitters, read by Jane Weiss, Shannon Nelson, Daniel McClellan, and Charlene Stewart.
Fun stuff, find it. Rachel and Derek love helping their dad grow plants on the apartment balcony when they stay with him each weekend. Find the hidden objects. A horseshoe, a banana, a bow tie, a toothbrush, a pencil, an egg, a magnifying glass, a leaf, a flag, a caterpillar, a bell, a spoon, a ruler, a piece of pie, a muffin, a book, a ring, and a paintbrush. And a Fun Stuff Find It, read by Shannon Nelson.
A True Story Written by You. A Baptism Song by Elizabeth N., age 10, Wyoming, USA. A few weeks ago, my friend and her sister were getting ready to be baptized. My dad was the ward mission leader, so he was helping the missionaries with the baptism. My dad asked my sister and me if we wanted to sing with the sister missionaries at the baptism. My sister and I were both in choir, so of course we said yes. Later, the missionaries came over and said the baptism was next week on Friday. I was so excited. The next week on Wednesday, the missionaries came over again. This time, it was so they could practice singing. They asked if me and my sister could sing the first verse, and they would join in on the second and third. This was a little scarier than I thought, but after a while, it started being really fun. On the day of the baptism, I was a little nervous. I said a prayer to help me so I would be more calm. When it was our turn to sing, I felt more calm. While we were singing, I felt the Spirit strongly. I think the other people who were there did too. I was so excited that I was able to sing with the missionaries and that I was able to make my friend happy. I will never forget this baptism. I felt the Spirit on that day,
and I will not forget that feeling. I'm sure it will come back again, too. End of the story, A Baptism Song, read by Sky Tullis.
An Unbeatable Team by Jane McBride, based on a true story. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. It was Saturday morning, and that meant basketball. Tyrell ran to the car. He was going to the church with Dad to watch him play his first game with a team from the ward.
I bet you'll make a lot of baskets, Dad,
Tyrell said. He could hardly wait to see it.
Well, I'm kind of out of practice, but I'll do my best.
Dad gave Tyrell a quick grin. Tyrell smiled back.
You'll be the best player on the team.
There was nothing Dad couldn't do. Last week, he'd even helped Tyrell build an Aztec temple with sugar cubes for a history project. Dad ruffled Tyrell's hair.
Thanks, buddy. You can be my cheering section.
Tyrell gave a big whoop and ran to the church door. As soon as they walked inside, Dad looked around and frowned.
What's wrong?
People should be here cleaning already.
Together, Dad and Tyrell walked up and down the halls and checked the classrooms. The only people they saw were the men gathered in the gym to play basketball. Dad said to one of them,
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to play. Tyrell and I need to take care of something else.
What was Dad up to?
Tyrell wondered. They walked to the janitor's closet.
Change of plans,
Dad said, opening the door.
We're trading basketballs for brooms this morning.
But what about your game?
Sometimes you have to put aside your plans to do something that needs to be done. This is one of those times.
Dad smiled at Tyrell.
Are you with me?
Yeah,
Tyrell said. Even cleaning the church would be fun if he did it with Dad.
Hey, let's have a prayer before we start,
Dad said, and they both folded their arms.
Father in heaven, we are grateful we can serve thee today. Please bless our efforts that they will be pleasing to thee.
For the next few hours, Dad and Tyrell vacuumed, cleaned chalkboards, and wiped down windows. They set up chairs in the classrooms and emptied trash cans. Tyrell scrunched up his face when it was time to do the bathrooms. Sometimes he had to clean the bathroom at home, and he wasn't crazy about it.
We're almost done.
Dad squirted cleaner in the sinks and toilets and scrubbed them while Tyrell mopped the floors and polished the mirrors. Finally, they carried out all the trash.
Thanks for all your hard work,
Dad said as they climbed back in the car.
I couldn't have finished as fast without you. I'm proud of you.
Tyrell felt warmth in his chest. He'd been excited to watch Dad play, but teaming up with Dad was even better. Together, they were unbeatable. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Make a Father's Day trophy. You'll need paint, a cup, thick paper, scissors, glue, and markers. Paint the cup and paper the same color. Cut out handles and a circle and glue them on. Write or paint a message on the cup for someone you love.
End of the story, An Unbeatable Team. Read by Enzo Patello, Scott Christopher, and Terrell Williams.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, the Cooper family is sitting together in the living room when Mandy makes an important announcement.
I'm going to do it.
Do what?
Run for student council.
Good for you.
What does the student council do?
They solve problems together and try to make the school a better place.
Sounds like family council.
Sort of. But don't try running for the position of dad. At least not yet.
So, Mandy, what's next?
I need a slogan.
How about Mandy's Dandy should give you free candy? I'd vote for that. Just kidding.
Posters, talking to lots of people. It sounds a little scary, but I think I really want to do it.
I'll help put up posters.
Then the chicken says,
I'll pass out candy.
End of Matt and Mandy.
For older kids, what happens to a frog's car when it breaks down? See page 39. Dear Journal, make a list of things you want to do. Graduate from college? Visit another country? Read the whole Book of Mormon? Learn how to juggle? Secret Service. Leave change at a parking meter. Put a nice note in your sibling's lunch bag. Visit a cemetery and pull weeds around the gravestones. Quick quiz. Who prayed all day and all night while he was out hunting? A. Enos, B. Nephi, C. Moroni, or D. Mosiah? See page 39. Draw it. Draw a turtle from the letter D. Emma W., age 13, Arizona, USA, says, I have had a hard time reading my scriptures lately. I listened to President Monson's conference talk about reading the Book of Mormon. Now I read my scriptures every day. I am a lot happier and brighter. I feel like there is a light in my eyes now. I love the scriptures so much, and I love Heavenly Father and Jesus. End of the section for older kids. Read by Miles McClellan.
Filter Fail by Julie C. Donaldson, based on a true story. Suddenly, Kylie saw something she didn't want to see. If you will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show unto you all things what ye should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. Normally, Kylie would rather be playing basketball or watching a cat video or doing anything besides homework. But Saturn was Kylie's favorite planet, and she got to do her research project about it. Her eyes scanned the computer screen until she spotted an article about Saturn's rings.
This looks like a good one,
she thought. Click. Suddenly, something unexpected popped up on the screen. It was a picture of a person not wearing clothes. Kylie felt sick and scared.
This is pornography,
she thought. But the computer was supposed to have a filter that screened out bad things. What happened to the filter? Kylie turned off the computer. She ran into her bedroom and knelt by her bed.
I didn't want to see that bad picture,
she prayed.
Please take it out of my mind.
As the week went by, Kylie kept asking Heavenly Father to erase the picture from her mind. But sometimes when she was reading a book or hanging out with her friends, the picture would pop back into her head. She felt guilty every time that happened, and she worried that Heavenly Father might be mad at her. Finally, one night after the other kids were in bed, Kylie walked slowly toward the kitchen, her heart beating fast.
Mom and Dad, I have something to tell you. I saw something bad on the computer. I didn't mean to. Please don't be mad at me.
She started crying. Dad put his arm around Kylie's shoulder.
Tell us about it.
Kylie let it all spill out, how upsetting it was to see the picture, how she'd prayed and worried.
We're so sorry you saw that, but we're even more sorry that you felt so scared and guilty,
Mom said.
I'm going to check the filter right now,
walking over to the computer. Kylie still wondered about something.
Has Heavenly Father forgiven me?
She asked Dad.
Heavenly Father loves you, and He knows exactly what's in your heart and your mind. He wants us to not look at bad things because they're not good for us. But He knows you saw it by accident. And even if you'd seen that on purpose, He loves us, and He forgives us when we repent.
But He hasn't taken the picture away from my mind. I can still see it.
Dad stroked Kylie's hair.
When you see something shocking, sometimes your brain remembers it more. But as time passes and you fill your mind with good things, they'll start pushing the bad things away.
You mean things like scriptures and primary songs?
Sure. And things you love, like puzzles and art and friends.
What about basketball and cats?
Those are very good things.
Mom joined them.
I fixed the filter. But there's another filter that will never fail. The Holy Ghost helps us recognize when things are bad. He can always help us.
Kylie nodded. She knew the Holy Ghost was helping her feel warm and peaceful, telling her that Heavenly Father loved her and that her parents loved her too.
Now can I fill my mind with something good?
Sure. What do you want?
Kylie thought for a minute.
How about a cat video?
Mom grinned.
Coming right up.
The author lives in Utah, USA. Questions for you. What good things can you fill your life with? How can the Holy Ghost be like a filter that helps you recognize bad things?
End of the story, Filter Fail. Read by Rena Nelson, Margot Botello, Van Farnworth, and Charlene Stewart.
What's on your mind? How can I feel good after I've seen something bad? Confused in Cebu.
Dear Confused, when something you hear, read, or see makes you feel uncomfortable, the Holy Ghost is letting you know that it is harmful to you and you need to avoid it. It can be hard to stop thinking about those bad things, but don't worry. There are lots of ways you can banish bad thoughts just by doing good things you love to do. Here are 9 ways to banish the bad. 1. Sing a hymn or primary song. 2. Talk to a parent or trusted adult about what you're feeling. 3. Read scriptures and sincerely pray. 4. Try a new hobby. Put together a puzzle, learn to crochet, make your grandpa's red-hot 7-bean chili. 5. Read a good book that takes you on an adventure. 6. Go for a walk and look at the beautiful things Heavenly Father has created. 7. Make a list of what you're grateful for. 8. Be kind. Go to a friend's game and cheer them on. Play with your dog. Tell your family you love them. Write a nice note to your teacher. And 9. Look at pictures of the temple and imagine going inside one day. What's on your mind? Do you have a question about the gospel, growing up, or getting a testimony? Email us at friend@ldschurch.org and put what's on your mind in the subject line. Don't forget to include the permission statement on page 39. We're excited to hear from you. End of this month's What's on Your Mind, read by Wes Nelson and Gabriel Reinwand.
Food and fun. Secret Service Banana Bread. Add your own secret ingredient to this recipe. Do a little detective work to find out someone's favorite ingredient. Chocolate chips, walnuts, raisins, blueberries. Serve them a treat with their favorite flavor inside. Be sure to get an adult's help. 3 mashed bananas, 1/3 cup butter, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 teaspoon baking soda, pinch of salt, 1 1/2 cups of flour, 1 cup of your secret ingredient. 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees Celsius. 2. Mix together all the ingredients. 3. Spray cooking spray onto 2 small loaf pans. Divide mixture into pans. 4. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes, or until you can insert a toothpick and it comes out clean. Day brighteners. You can brighten someone's day with these fun magnets. Needed supplies: bottle caps, glue, small magnets from a craft store, small beads or stickers. Glue a magnet to the smooth side of the bottle cap, then decorate the inside with beads or stickers. End of the section, Food and Fun, read by Eden Reinwand.
Bedtime for Felix, by Heidi Pullman, based on a true story. Whenever I am good and kind and help someone I see, I feel so very happy, for then I'm helping me. Children's Songbook. Anton watched as the computer screen loaded level 6 for what seemed like the millionth time. He took a deep breath and started moving through the maze, flying over colorful spikes and through fiery tunnels. He tapped his foot faster as he got closer and closer to the finish line.
Anton?
It was Mom's voice. She sounded like she needed something.
Not now,
he thought. He jumped over another spike and sped deep through another tunnel.
Yes?
He said, not moving his eyes from the screen.
Would you please get Felix into his pajamas and read him a story? I've got to finish cleaning up the kitchen.
He was so close. He curved through one last spiky corridor, over another flame, past a chomping monster, and yes, across the finish line. The computer loaded level 7. It looked harder, but Anton couldn't wait to try it. He'd worked so hard to reach this level. Anton hit the pause button and looked up at Mom, who was holding his little brother Felix.
Can I have a few more minutes? I just got to level 7.
I really need your help. You can do one more level after you take care of Felix.
Felix smiled.
Please,
he said in his tiny 2-year-old voice. Anton looked at the computer screen and sighed.
All right.
He'd just have to hurry so he could get back to his game. He lifted Felix and carried him up the stairs to their room.
Who's my favorite baby brother?
He said, poking Felix's squishy baby tummy. He blew on Felix's stomach and smiled as Felix squealed with laughter. Anton dressed Felix in his favorite blue pajamas. Then he lifted Felix into bed and headed for the door. Mom had told him to read Felix's story, too, but he'd done the important part. Maybe now he could get in 2 more levels before bedtime. Just then, Anton felt a tug on his shirt. He looked down and saw that Felix had climbed out of bed.
Bell?
Felix asked. He ran to his basket of books and brought back a book with a bear on the front.
Oh, Felix, I've got things to do,
Anton said. Felix held the book above his head, looking up at Anton with his big blue eyes. Anton couldn't help but grin.
You won't take no for an answer, will you? Well, okay.
Anton sat down on Felix's bed, and Felix jumped up into his lap. Anton opened to the first page and read while Felix leaned against him. Felix pointed to each animal on the page and practiced saying its name.
Zebra? Flamingo? Walrus?
When it was over, Anton closed the book and tucked Felix's blanket around him.
Good night, Felix,
he said, kissing Felix on the head and standing to go. But as he walked toward the door, he heard that little voice again.
Snuggle?
Anton smiled.
Okay, scoot over. I'll stay for a bit.
Anton lay down on the pillow. At least for now, he didn't really feel like doing anything else. He smiled when Felix gave a big yawn and closed his eyes. He felt the happiest he'd been all day. His game could wait. The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story. Bedtime for Felix. Read by Jane Wise, Sean and Rena Nelson, and Enzo Patello.
Fun stuff. Family fun jar. Have you read Bedtime for Felix on page 36? You can bring smiles to your family any day of the week. Make a jar full of fun ideas to try. 1. Cut out the ideas below and put them in an empty jar. 2. Add your own activity ideas. 3. Pick a paper from the jar when you're bored or just want to have fun. Then write and tell us how it went. See page 39. Act out a scene from a book or movie while others try to guess it. Look at pictures or videos from a favorite family vacation. Draw a picture of a temple to hang in your room. Create a collage out of pictures from old friend magazines. Use binoculars to spot as many birds as you can. Go for a walk and point out 5 things you never noticed before. Mail stars to the friend about how you let your light shine like Jesus asked us to. Put on a flying show with decorated paper airplanes. Ask your parents to help you cook a family recipe. Toss a ball back and forth as far apart as you can. Make puppets out of paper bags or socks and put on a play. Build a fort out of chairs and blankets big enough for your whole family. Write nice notes and hide them around your house. Dress up like scripture characters and act out a scripture story. Hide a treasure and make clues for others to find it. Play a board game or create one of your own. End of the article, Family Fun Jar, read by Maya Reinwand.
For parents of little ones. Happy, sad, angry, excited. Your child is experiencing a lot of feelings in that little body. Sometimes it can be tempting to sing, "No One Likes a Frowny Face," and expect smiles all around. But young children need help understanding their feelings. Here are some ideas to help your child talk about feelings. Draw or print faces that show different emotions. Tape them to craft sticks. Tell your child different scenarios and ask how he or she would feel. Your little one will love finding the right face. Try to go beyond just happy or sad. Include emotions like nervous, angry, excited, or embarrassed. Listen to music that inspires different emotions and dance along with what you hear. For example, try Flight of the Bumblebee for a busy feeling, William Tell Overture for excitement, or Clair de Lune for peace. Look at picture books together. What emotions do the characters feel? How do they act? Talk about what your kids can do when they feel sad or mad, like stomping three times, scribbling on a piece of paper, or saying a prayer for help. Cut out a paper doll chain. Ask, what color would you use for sad, happy, mad? Have your child color each doll a different color. Then fold up the chain and explain. Even when you feel lots of different things, you are still you. Are different feelings okay? Yes, they are. You can read past letters at friendfplo.lds.org. End of the article, For Parents of Little Ones, read by Van Farnworth.
Hi, friends. I can be quiet when my baby sister is sleeping. Cooper, age 4, Ontario, Canada. We shared our balls and shovels with the kids at the playground, which made them happy. Alfie and Oliver, age 3 and 5, New York, USA. My big sister reads me The Friend Jr. I really love The Friend. Jocelyn, age 5, Washington, USA. I like to help my mother sweep the house. Lucy, age 5, River State, Nigeria. End of Hi Friends, read by Sky Tullis.
Stacy's Puppy by Jennifer Maddie. Stacy has a new puppy. She makes sure the puppy has enough to eat. Stacy takes her puppy for a walk. There are lots of toys to clean up. Stacy gives her puppy a drink. Taking care of a pet is hard work, but Stacy gets the job done. End of the story, Stacy's Puppy. Read by Ocean Patello.
Scripture Stories, Moses Follows God, by Kim Webb Reed. One day, an Egyptian princess found a Hebrew baby in a basket. She named him Moses and raised him to become a prince. When Moses grew up, he didn't like the way the Egyptians treated the Hebrews, their slaves. When Moses stood up for them, the Egyptians wanted to kill him. Moses had to run away. Then God told him to go back and free the Hebrew people. Moses asked Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to let the Hebrew people go. Pharaoh said no. God helped Moses curse the land so Pharaoh would change his mind. Flies, lice, and then frogs filled Egypt. Finally, Pharaoh said the slaves could leave. As the Hebrews were leaving, Pharaoh changed his mind and sent his army after them. When Moses' people came to the Red Sea, God made a dry path through the sea so they could escape. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Moses taught them to the people as they traveled toward the Promised Land. Finally, they were safe and free. I can be like Moses. I can follow the commandments. God will help me when I stand up for those who need help. From Exodus chapters 2 through 34. End of Scripture Stories, Moses Follows God, read by Kara McClellan.
Funny Faces for Nathan, by Breanne Richards, based on a true story. Cameron and Mom did everything together. They read stories, they played with blocks, they had fun. Then Nathan came. Nathan was Cameron's new baby brother. Nathan changed everything.
Mom, Cameron said, can we go to the park?
Not now,
Mom said. She was trying to feed Nathan. Milk dribbled down Nathan's chin.
Maybe later. Right now, Nathan needs his nap.
Mom used to spend all day with me,
Cameron thought. Now she was always busy with Nathan.
Nathan, Nathan, Nathan.
A few days later, Mom needed to do laundry. She asked Cameron to watch Nathan. Cameron didn't want to. He sat down slowly next to his brother. Soon, Nathan started crying. He wouldn't stop. Cameron wanted to call Mom. Then he had an idea. He made silly faces. Nathan laughed. Mom came back in the room.
Good. Nathan's feeling better.
I helped him stop crying.
Thank you.
I like it when Nathan laughs.
Mom smiled.
And I like it when both of my boys are happy. I love you and Nathan.
Now Cameron smiled. Mom loved him too. Cameron didn't feel sad anymore. The next day, Cameron helped Mom get Nathan dressed. He held Nathan. He sang to him. He patted his back. And when Nathan got tired, Cameron helped put him down for a nap. Cameron liked helping. It felt good.
Want to read a book while Nathan is sleeping?
Yes. And can we read one when he wakes up?
Having a little brother was turning out to be fun, after all. The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story, Funny Faces for Nathan, read by Salem Tullis, Daniel McClellan, and Shauna Thompson.